after two or more, that it'll follow suit right down the line. And I thought, no, that'll never happen to me. Well, I was in the Air Force, and every day I'd get off, and the NCOs would say, well, come on, go to the club with me and have a beer. Well, it wasn't long before I was closing the club. I became an alcoholic at a young age, and my wife stuck with me through it all. She has been a wonderful wife. But I came to realize that the alcohol was going to kill me eventually, one way or another. And I thought one day, I'd been drinking, and I went up Bayshore Avenue in Tampa, Florida. There's a curve just a mile or so before you get to the base, and there's a speed limit sign there that says 15 miles an hour. I've gone around that curve at 25 and 30, and I was sliding. Well, I had been drinking. I decided that my wife and children would be better off without me. And I'm doing 70 miles an hour down Bayshore Boulevard, and I hit that curve. Didn't scratch my car, didn't get hurt. I know it was the grace of God that I got around it. That's the only explanation I could ever have. And I knew at that point my life needed to change. I knew it. Even drunk, I knew that something had happened right there. My wife says, well, will you go to church with me? And church, they were having a Church of God campground meeting at Wymoma, Florida. And I went over there, and the Holy Spirit started dealing with me. Wasn't long, guys, in that altar. But let me tell you, was the last day that I ever desired alcohol. I mean, I knew I was a drunk. I knew I was. But that ended it. Then I smoked, and then the Holy Spirit convicted me of that. So I quit smoking, and I thought, you know, God has been good to me. To change my life like that, and he has blessed me over and over. But I tell you all that, but I got something else that I want to tell you about. My daughter, she was in the first grade, and we got a phone call saying that they wanted to meet with us at the school, and didn't tell us exactly why. So we got to the school, and they had psychologists, psychiatrists, principal, teachers. I mean, there was a number of folks there. And they said, well, she will never lead a normal life, but we're going to try and find some strengths in her, special classes and all, that she will... we'll make her life the best that we can. Well, when we left there, we went to our church and we had her prayed over. Today, she's leading a multi-million-dollar business. She's the COO of a multi-million-dollar business. So that shows you what God can do. Don't matter what the circumstances are, trust and lean on God, and he will take care of you. And as our brother Jeff said, nowhere did it say that it was going to be a life of easy life and all that. It didn't say that. The word doesn't say that. But he's there with us through it all. And I learned by that. When we took my daughter to the altar to pray over, I knew my God will make a difference, that her life wouldn't be what these teachers and all this psychologists, what they made it out to be. So I'm just here to tell you that I've been blessed, totally blessed.